This is Union Redskins football, presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Namath back to pass, Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the...
Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe it not? Oh, yes!
Terrific play, and they're just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football, Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Good evening and welcome to Putnam City, Oklahoma. That is, of course, the home of the Putnam City North Panthers. It's actually home to several schools here. The Putnam City schools have spread out the old days. Many of us remember it was just Putnam City. Now it's Putnam, Putnam North, and Putnam West. And we are in a brand new facility. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton. Doc Blevins is on the field. Richard Johns is here with us, too. And let me first of all start by apologizing, just as we've done many times when we come to Oklahoma City. These brand new stadiums are very nice. The press facilities are very nice. Everything about it's nice. The only thing that's not is there are no windows. Well, there are windows, but none of them open. So it is impossible to get a crowd mic outside at all. You're not going to hear much crowd noise here tonight at all. And it is impossible for us to get a signal to and from our sidelines, guys. So we're going to do some different things there to make sure Doc Blevins makes the air, and he will. But, Tom, it does create for a different atmosphere up here when you can't really hear the crowd, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. It's very, very quiet, and it's almost like every time we say something to one another, it's almost like it's echoing or something. But, yeah, that will be different. No crowd noise.
Well, there's some people here. There's on the near side here, the Putnam City folks, because Putnam North here, this is a 5-0 football team. We'll get into a little more of that in a second. Right now, we're going to tell you Union's kicking off from right to left. Back deep, it is Denton and also Typhon. This ball is going to be just short enough. It looks like Denton will take it around the 5-yard line. He drops the football, going back to get it at the 5, now coming to his left, being chased to the 10. He'll get to the 15, and he'll be driven out of bounds right there. A good play there by that Union kick team, and there were a lot of those first-teamers were on that kick team. As a matter of fact, one guy who got down there pretty quickly was Gabe Ford. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Putnam West, and Putnam North, at their own 15-yard line. Again, this is a 5-0 Putnam North team. And I don't mean 5-0 when it's close. They beat Putnam City 50-0, Putnam West 68-7, Choctaw 30-13, Edmond North 44-14, and Southmore 36-10. They're quarterbacked by Aaron Norman. You'll probably recognize the name if you're a Union fan. They've placed him a couple of years. He is a dual-threat guy, and he can get it done. He brings him up in the option, or shotgun, pardon me. Sitting behind him is number 3, their key running back, Keelan Scott. And he's got 269 yards on the year so far. 4 wideouts, 3 will go to the left. 1 comes near side right. Button them in those uniforms. It'll remind you of USC, the gold pants and the maroon helmets and jerseys. On first down, Norman's going to hand that football off to the inside, and not much right there for Keelan Scott. He might have gotten a yard before he started getting pushed back initially. Micah Walker was one of the first guys in there on the tackle. And another guy who's played really well lately, Marley Forsberg, there as well. It'll be 2nd down and about 9. Back to the line of scrimmage quickly here for Norman and his football team. Norman is a 6'3". He's about 200 pounds. He's thrown for 1,155 yards this year, and he's run for 157. 2nd and 9, Putnam at their own 16-yard line. Norman's going to keep it to the right. He's got some room at the 20-yard line, and he's going to get taken down there. Nice open field tackle there. That was Michael Walker again. Michael on the outside. Because you got a quarterback on him, on Aaron Norman. You got him on Michael Walker, who is substantially bigger at about 242 pounds. Tom, that's a nice open field play.
Yeah, very nice open field play, and it brings up 3rd and 4 or 5, and we've got to make a stop right here.
From the 21-yard line of Putnam North, they'll need the 25 for the 1st down. Norman claps his hands and everybody moves except the center and the football. So the flags fly, and we're going to see whether or not that's Union. Nope, they're going to mark that off against Putnam. Didn't know if Union had come across. They did not, so that'll be a procedure penalty, and that'll back it up. That'll put Putnam North back at their 15-yard line, so now they're looking at essentially a 3rd and 10 once again. 2 receivers go left side. Now they'll send a 3rd one to that side. That is Tyce Mathen, who's caught balls for 195 yards this year. Now they'll send 1 back this way. So they've got 5 wide, 3 far side, 2 near side, Norman alone in the backfield. standing at the 10 as he waits the snap. There it is. Norman straight back. Here comes some pressure. Now he's got a lot of room. He's going to take off, and he's going to get a first down at the 20. 25. He's going to skip out of bounds at the 30-yard line. He was pressured out there by A.J. Green, but he had everybody running go routes deep, and as soon as he broke the line of scrimmage, Tom, he had a lot of room. That's good for about 16 and a first down.
Yeah, I think we're very concerned about the ball going deep, and I think we just kind of overplayed it then. We had no linebackers, no anybody staying in there to watch the quarterback.
And Norman in that play actually ends up with more like 20 yards. So it'll be first and 10 for Putnam North, now at their own 30-yard line, just underway here in Oklahoma City, and no score. Once again, five wide receivers, three far side, two near side. Norman with the snap. He's going to run it again. Comes out to the right side, cuts back. There's a flag down at the 35, and he gets across the 40. But the flag is down right where Josh Frederick got blocked. He got hit in the back by the receiver out there, and that was Dante Henderson. And I think that might be either a hold or a block in the back there on Putnam North, and it'll probably bring back a play that was going to get them probably about 9 or 10 almost. And they are walking backwards. Looks like it will be against him. We'll get the call from the referee. That is Rick Johnson. Still talking about it. Now he's picked the flag up. Flags here tonight are not yellow. They are for breast cancer awareness, and they are bright pink. So it'll take the ball back to the 19. Tom, did you see a signal?
No, I did not.
Here he comes. Now he's going to make the signal. So it was a hold against Putnam North. It wasn't the block in the back. It was a hold, and that was out where Josh Frederick was, and it's because Josh was in the right place at the right time. So that'll mark Putnam back to the 19-yard line, and they're going to have first and 21 now at their own 19. They'll need the 40 for the first down. Norman in the shotgun. He hands off, and that ball is going to be crushed. He hands immediately to Keelan Scott, and who else is there? Michael Walker, his third tackle of the night. And Michael Walker took the offensive lineman with him into the backfield. And that is Donovan Forrest, who's 275 pounds. And he drove him directly back into the running back and tackled them both. Second down now and 22.
And I hope we leave a spy or somebody at home in case that quarterback decides to run, because we've got enough people on the outside. Receivers.
And Gabe Ford, the sophomore, might be athletic enough to do that. Second and 21, Putnam North, now at their 18. Back is Norman, looking. Now he's going to fire left side, and that ball's caught at the 30-yard line. It's a nice catch and a nice throw by Norman as well. That was going out of bounds right there. That was Caden Horn. He came in with 161 yards worth of catches tonight. He got knocked out pretty immediately by Chauncey Andrews, but that's an important gain right there of 11 and brings third and 10 now for Putnam North. They're on 30, just underway, first quarter, no score. They need the 40. Norman with three receivers left side, one to the near side, and Union jumps off sides. It was a hard count, and Bajek jumped from that nose guard position, so that's going to make it a little bit of an easier. And, Tom, if it ends up after a first and 21, if you end up giving them a first down, that's not good news.
No, not at all.
They'll come to the sideline. Will Norman just quickly grab the play. Keelan Scott's going to run back once again to be his running back. Three receivers go far side, one to the near. Putnam North going from left to right. Scott on the left side. Now he goes in motion. Norman is going to fake and take off on his own. He makes one guy miss around the 32, but Michael Walker does not. And again, Michael Walker on a great tackle. He drags him down from behind, and it's going to be fourth down and about two. And that is a key stop right there by Michael Walker. Putnam North leaving their offense out there for right now. It's a long two. And now they're going to run out their punt team.
And that's, I'd like to get off the field with a little bit better field position, but it'll be fine. But that's a good start.
Johnny Masucci is the punter here, and this kid's averaging around 47 a game. So Kyler Pearson back at the Union 30-yard line. Masucci standing back around his 21-yard line. He'll kick it, first punt of the night for either team. Union raises up, and when they do, Putnam City raises up. So that'll cost Putnam North 5, and that's good for Union. They'll move it back from around the 38 to around the 33, meaning Kyler can walk up a little bit as well. He'll do that. He's got now around the 38-yard line, nearly Union's 40.
And he is punting against the wind.
And there is some here tonight. You can see it blowing here. Once again, he's ready. Masucci, only 5'9". He's got to get him off in a hurry. Now Putnam's ready. The teams are set. Union once again jumps up. This time Putnam holds. Good snap. Masucci has it. He gets it off. It's going to be a short kick, though very wobbly, and bounces directly out of bounds. Well, that's a great kick for Union. That goes out of bounds at the Union 42-yard line. So that's only a net punt of around 21 or 22 yards, and that's where the Redskins will take it over. So it's 9:04 to play here in the first period. First down Union, and Tom, you didn't get them off right away, but you got them off, and that's what matters.
Right. We've had so much You know, like last week, 4 seconds into the game, it was 7-0. Now we got good field position. We played well on defense. And it's a chance to go down there and get a score and get up on them.
Now, what we haven't talked about is tonight's starting quarterback. It is Rovon Banks. That's right. It is Rovon Banks, the young man who came in and played a good portion of last week, will get his first start ever as a Redskin. First and 10 for the Redskins at their own 43. Banks in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to A.J. Green, right side. A.J.'s got some room. 45, 50. A.J. at the 45 of Putnam North. A.J. down to the 40-yard line. Great push out there by that offensive line. Great lead as well. 13 yards on the play. Final tackle out there made by Keyshawn Denton, but that's a first down. Redskins now in Putnam North territory at their 39.
And another key block was given out there by Kyler Pearson. He blocked his guy all the way about 6 or 7 yards downfield, and that was a guy that maybe could have made the tackle.
First and 10, Redskins. Two receivers come near side, one far side. Now motion in there. That is by Frederick. Taking the ball, Banks. He's going to run out to his left. Robon's across the 40. He's going to get a little bit inside that, but not much. Got to the 38-yard line. It was really a pretty good play out there on the outside. One of their better football players is number 28, and that's going to be Hunter Birmingham. He forced that back to the inside, and although Rovon tried to make one extra move, he couldn't, and Birmingham brought him down, so it'll be 2nd and 9.
And both times we've tried to run the ball wide. Must be something that we think we can do, because both plays have been going wide.
Lipsy goes far right. Out there with him is Kyler Pearson. 2nd and 9 Union. Now at the 37-yard line of Putnam North, rolling right is Rovon. Throws downfield, and he's got Pearson, but he's out of bounds, and well out of bounds over there. He was covered pretty well in there. That was Zach Dortch, who's got a ton of tackles. Dortch has 33 tackles and an interception this year for Putnam North, so it'll be 3rd down and 9. And the Redskins, after a great first down play, didn't get an awful lot in the first two. So they're now at the 38-yard line of Putnam North. And there's a flag down. It looks like Union is walking backwards. We didn't see the flag initially. A lot of the players from Putnam North have the bright pink tape on their ankles. And so sometimes you almost can't tell the difference between that and the flags, which are bright pink here tonight as well. So this is not only against Union, it's a big one against Union. They marked it. The flag was around the 46. They're going to take it all the way back to Union's 44-yard line. Holy cow. You're looking at a second down, and 25 for the Redskins, all the way back to the 44, and it's going to be holding. Lipsy's going to go wide right. Out there with Lipsy is going to be Belt. Coming to the left, three receivers. McDaniel is here, Pearson is here, and A.J. Green's here. Now alone in the backfield is Rovon Banks. Three will be down up front for Putnam North, and they're going to have everybody else backed way off. There's a snap. Back is Rovon, throws quickly to the right, and it's caught by Lipsy at midfield, but he's swallowed up immediately. So you got a little bit back there. You got about 3 or 4. Dortch in on that tackle again as well, but he also had help from Denton. And now you're looking at 3rd down and probably 21 or so to go. They'll need about the 29 of Union, of Putnam North for the 1st down. And a timeout's going to be called by Putnam North. I think they feel if they could get Union off here, they've got a good thing going. And, you know, with the way Stephon Forbes has been punting, I'm not sure that's a good deal, but we'll see. We'll come back in a moment with this big 3rd down play for Union. 7:37 to play first period. No score. Union and Putnam North. This is Union football on KRMG.
Hello, I'm John Rothark of Yale Cleaners. My family and I have been in the dry cleaning business since 1944. I grew up in the dry cleaning business, and I can tell you it's our people that make us. It truly is. We have a lot of special people on our staff that have been with us for many years. We are always looking for a few great people. We have lots of moms and dads that work for us because we have flexible hours. Yale starts anywhere between 8 and 9 in our production, and usually on most days you're finished by 2 or 3, so it works great for families. We also have morning and evening schedules available. With 12 locations in the area, there's probably going to be one of our stores very close to your home or your children's school. Yale Cleaners also offers benefits like health insurance, dental insurance, 401k, paid vacations, and we really just try to keep it that fun, family-friendly atmosphere so people will enjoy working with us. Go to work for the guys in the white hat. Several positions are available. We're looking for a few good people to join our family.
Apply today at any Yale Cleaners location.
The good guys in the white hat, Yale Cleaners.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Third and 21 for Union. Rowing to the right is Rovon Banks, and he goes deep to Lipsy, and that ball is incomplete. Lipsy at the 10-yard line looked like he had a great chance to catch it, but there was a fight in there between Lipsy and the defender. Dortch was over in that area, and a couple others were there, too, and it's going to fall incomplete, and a pretty good attempt there on that third down and 21, so the Redskins will have to kick it away. Union at their own 49-yard line, 7:28 to go, just underway, one possession each here in the first period in Putnam North. No score between the Redskins and the Panthers. On to kick it away is Stephon, and he has just been terrific this year. There's no question Stephon Forbes has been nails. He's averaging about 39 a kick, and he's standing around his 35-yard line. Good snap. Stephon has it. Gives it time. Kicks it very high, and this one's going to bounce, and it's going to take a Union bounce. It's rolling down inside the 10. It's going to be down around the 8-yard line. Another terrific punt by Stephon Forbes. So it will be first and 10 for Putnam North, their second possession of the night with 7:18 to go. And after watching Aaron Norman run it a little bit, Tom, I got to think that's got to be one of your biggest concerns.
Absolutely. The Redskins have got to be aware that he's a good runner. I think another thing the Redskins got to be aware of right now is the fact that these receivers, there's three of them out here, and all of them are good athletes, and all of them are good receivers.
And one of them is 6'4". They have three coming to the near side, one to the far side. Now in the backfield is Dortch. Straight back is Dorman, and he's going to take the run up of the field. He gets away from one, to 7, 8, 9-yard line, and finally goes down to 10, tackled from behind. Josh Frederick was in there, so was Gabe Ford. That's still a nice gain of a couple, and he's just scary once he takes off. Aaron Norman, 157 yards on the year, and he's only run it 23 times. But he's obviously got the ability to run a lot more than that. Gain of 2, it'll be 2nd and 8. Ball now at the 10-yard line of Putnam North. Back to the line quickly is Norman. He's going to hand off to Dortch on the right side, and he's swallowed up. As a matter of fact, he lost and lost a bunch. Forsberg was there. Bajek was there. That Union defense just came roaring through. That's a loss of 2, and it's 3rd and 10 for the Panthers back at their 8-yard line.
And this is a situation that Union has let people out of early in the year, and they've got to stop it right here.
Well, you see, they bring in A.J. Green. They've got a couple extra defensive backs. It'll be 3rd and 10 for Putnam North. They'll have 4 receivers, 2 to either side. Dortch, once again, the setback. In the shotgun is Aaron Norman. He's standing about his 6. Now Dortch goes in motion left side. Norman straight back. Now he's going to run it again. He's to the 10-yard line, across to the 12, maybe to the 15, and he's taken down there. And again, it's Michael Walker in on that play. He's not alone, though. Josh Frederick was there again, and this time so was Jacob Rogers, who missed last week. So it's a good gain. It's a gain of 7, but it's going to make 4th down and 3 now for Putnam North, and they'll have to kick it away.
And that was a good series there for the Redskin defense.
Johnny Masucci comes on to punt once again, standing back about his goal line. This time Kyler Pearson standing at the 45 of Putnam North, hoping for good possession time and good placement. No score between these two. There's the kick from Masucci, and it's very low. Kyler was able to take it on the bounce, and he takes off upfield. Not going to get far, but that's an important play by Kyler Pearson because of the lost yards that would have happened if he let that go. He went from the 45 to about the 40, and it'll be 1st and 10 Redskins right there. And, Tom, that's the lost yardage that we sometimes talk about that in a game is important. That ball would have bounced 10 more yards.
Oh, absolutely. And they would have had, you know, had to make another first down or 10 more yards to get down there. Now they've got an opportunity to go down there and get out in the lead in this game, and that's something that Union has got to do.
No score in this game. 5:29 to go, first period. Union 1st and 10 now. In Putnam North territory at the 41-yard line of the Panthers. Rovon Banks has 2 receivers, left side, 1 to the right, in the shotgun. Banks hands off to A.J. Green, left side. A.J. cuts it back inside, gets down inside the 35. Nice first down run by A.J. Green, and wonderful blocking out front. Desmond McDaniel, one of the guys out there knocking guys aside. Final tackle made by a couple of different Panthers, but the guy who was there first was Hayden Thornton. It'll be 2nd down and about 3. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Banks again. 2 receivers left side, got tight ends on both sides. Going to hand again. Nope, this time he keeps it. He dances to the outside, gets inside the 35, and looks like he's really close to the first down. There was one Panther who had a great chance at bringing him down, and that was Amarion Norman. He's the brother of the quarterback, but he couldn't get to him. Rovon did not quite get the first down. He got down to the 32, and it's going to be 3rd down about 1.5 yards now for Union in a scoreless game. And, Tom, I think we're probably in 4 down here.
Oh, I believe Union will be in 4 down here, and it wouldn't surprise me if he's sitting a kind of a fake it or something so he can run it up the running around side.
Third and two from the 32. He's going to hand off. Pardon me, to Green, and he's going to push forward to the 30. He's got the first down. He just needed about the 30 and a half, and he got across that pretty easily. First tackle in there by David Bruce, but that's good for three, and that's certainly a first down for the Redskins. Now, with obviously, when you've got Rovon Banks there, and then you have. You got Green. You got two guys you have to pay attention to, and in that handoff space right there, you got to play both guys, Tom, and that's not easy.
No, it is not, especially with the speed these two have.
First and 10 now for the Redskins at the 30 of Putnam North. No score. First period, second possession for Union. Banks in the shotgun once again. Green to his right. He runs to his right, hands off on a reverse, back to the other side to Green. Gets away at the 30-yard line. Nice play by Union. Little old crossbuck in the old days, you might call that. As he runs to his right, Banks does, hands off, little inside handoff to Green, runs back to his left. Pushed out of bounds by Amari and Norman, but that's still a gain of about three, and that's just something that hadn't been in your playbook, and it's good to give him something to worry about.
And it wouldn't surprise me if the Redskins didn't run that a couple more times, and one of these times they'll fake it to him, and Banks will keep it around the edge.
It looked like the officials there were about to call timeout. They thought maybe a Putnam North player was hurt because he got pancaked by a Union player, but they're going to let him go. Well, maybe they're not. The official's talking to one of the Putnam North players. I think he wants to make sure that, nope, he's actually talking to both. The official has gathered the teams together, and he's having I wouldn't call it a conversation. He's tongue-lashing both sides. There was a Union blocker, and I couldn't see which one it was, downfield, who just pancaked a Putnam North player. And it was a legal block, but it was fairly, well, let's say, forceful. I think he's just saying be careful. So it'll be second down and 8 for Union, now at the 27-yard line of Putnam North. Banks in the shotgun once again. He has two receivers right, one to the left. Now motion left to right by the slot man. Banks is going to take off and run it to the right. He has A.J. Green out front. A.J. blocking one man, and Rovon's able to push forward. He didn't get the first down, but he did get down inside the 25. There were several Putnam North guys over there. Dortch, the guy on the final tackle, he had some help in there from Corey Gordon, who also plays some receiver. That's going to be really close. They're going to mark that as about the 23. So this is going to be third down and about a yard, and now there is a Putnam North player down. Looks like that is Jeremiah Harrison. He's around the 23-yard line. See how long he's going to be there. 3:42 to play in this first period. No score between Putnam North and Union. Teams have gone to the sidelines, but I'm afraid if we take a break, they'd go ahead and let the play go, and this is going to be an important play. Union's going to be at the 20. We're going to call it actually the 22, and they need the 21. And Tom, now with that little inside handoff or that little option, read option between Green and Banks, you got a lot of options for Union.
Absolutely. And they've run it a couple of times to the short side. I'd like to see them run it maybe to the outside, but that would give Banks a little more room to run, cut back, or whatever that he does so well.
He does all of it very well. And right now, you know, one of the things they want to work on the way he throws the ball. And he wants to work on that too. And we're watching intently in warm-ups, and he was not throwing the ball poorly, not at all, but it's not his best game right now. Now, J.D. Geneva is suited up tonight. He still has the tender ankle, and he's wearing a big brace on it. He's probably able to go if Union needs him. But we'll see. And who knows? I mean, if Union is somehow able to do something pretty, you know, spectacular and win this game going away, then it would be great to get JD a little bit of time.
Well, this is a huge play.
Teams are coming back on the field. Harrison's walking off under his own power. It shouldn't be a big deal. So at the 22-yard line of Putnam North with no score in this game, Union has a third down and one. Banks brings him up, double tight end. To his right, once again, A.J. Green. Rovon Banks has the snap, running to his right. Green out front. A.J. makes a block. Rovon back inside the 20-yard line. And he's going to be out around the 16-yard line, and that is a Union first down. L.B. Reeves made the play, but a really nice block on the corner by A.J. Green, and the Redskins move the chains. First and 10, Union, now at the 16 of Putnam North.
I think it'll be critical for Union to get off. You know, 7-point lead to get a little confidence, because so far their defense and their offense has been looking pretty good.
First and 10 for the Redskins now. We're going to call it about the 16-yard line of Putnam North. Banks is going to hand off left side to Green. A.J. cuts outside one. He's got the 15-yard line. May get the 10. Got inside the 10 before two Putnam North Panthers run him out of bounds. I think they're going to mark him at about the 9-yard line. And it took a bunch of Putnam North players to chase him out. Dortch once again on the tackle, and he came in with a bunch, as I mentioned, 33. But that's a gain of almost 8. We're going to call it second and a long, too. Redskins now just outside that 10-yard line at around the 12. Rovon runs all the way to the sidelines to get the play. But, hey, he's young, right?
You're right. He can handle it. He can stay in shape doing that.
I think Putnam North's a little surprised here. They saw that Union record at 1-4 and might not think they were going to be challenged tonight. One receiver, that's belt, goes far right for Banks. Second down at about 2. Banks keeps it inside himself, pushes forward across the 5-yard line, and a terrific block up front. He's going to be down around the 2, and that's going to be first and goal. And that Union offensive line just crushed Putnam North right there. And it's Putnam North front's not very big. The final tackle was made by Hayden Thornton, who's all of 6 foot, 185 pounds. But he had to come in and fill that gap. It's going to be first and goal from around the 3 of Putnam North.
And it wouldn't surprise me if they just stayed inside and just hammered it in here.
Well, Putnam North's not jumping in what you'd call a goal line defense, so I don't think so, too. First and goal. Banks takes the snap, runs to his left. Once again, has Green out front, skips into the end zone, touchdown. No problem getting in, and again, A.J. Green with a wonderful block out front, and the Redskins put on a drive, and I mean a drive. They took that ball some 55 yards, and it didn't take them very long. That was efficient, Tom. They did everything they wanted to do, and you could see the difference with a week of taking first snaps for Rovon Banks.
Absolutely. And the defense cannot sit around over there and think that it's going to be A.J. Green running it wide every time. They've got to worry about both of them.
Stephen Forbes on for the extra point. DeSmit will snap, and, of course, Pearson will hold. 2:44 to play in this first period. First score is on the board. There's the kick. It's up, and it's clearly good. So the Redskins establish a lead. 2:44 to go. First period. Union 7. Putnam North nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better in balance.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's always the right way.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Efficient drive, 9 plays, 59 yards, 2 minutes, 45 seconds, and it's a Rovon Banks 3-yard run for a touchdown. The extra point good, and it's 7-0 Union with 2:44 to play first period here at Putnam North. Rick Corey with Tom Stockton, and, of course, Doc Blevins on the field. Here's the kickoff, comes down short to L.B. Reeves. He's at the 10-yard line, comes left, big hole, 15, 20, 25, 30. He's at the 35, and Forbes drives him out of bounds at the 40. The kicker makes the play. L.B. Reeves had a ton of room as he took that ball from about the 5 to the 40. We're going to call that a 35-yard return, and the Redskins have the lead, but Putnam North has immediate good field position, first and down at their own 30, or first and 10, pardon me, at their own 39.
It seems like every time Union gets a lead or has things going their way, something tends to come back and bite them.
Well, they've gotten Putnam North off the field twice tonight, and this is an offense that averages 431 yards a game and 46 points. Their quarterback, Aaron Norman, has them in the shotgun. He's going to hand left side, and that is just absolutely swallowed again. Keelan Scott was lit up, blown up in there. Mason Givens was inside that tackle. That's a loss of 2. Back to the 37-yard line, Putnam North now will have second and 12, and they have 38 total yards of offense. Look a little surprised. Aaron Norman brings him back up. 2 receivers to this near side. That's to the right. To his left once again is Scott. Norman straight back to pass. Fires one. It is almost intercepted and incomplete. He was trying to get the ball very quickly to Cahorn Russell, and it was JoJo Nichols who cut inside that. And I think JoJo didn't see the ball. If he looks, he's going to catch that.
Absolutely. He was intent on trying to come up and hit the guy had he looked up. It was right there, and he
it's six.
Yeah, we'd be ahead 13-0 with an extra point coming up.
He'd be standing in the end zone by now. 2 minutes to play, first period, 7-0 Union. Redskins dominating. Three receivers right side, one to the left on a 3rd and 12 for Putnam North at their own 38. Back is Avon throwing left side deep, and that ball is knocked away on a brilliant play. That was Jaden Rowe, who was step for step with the receiver Angelo Bell, and just reached up and swatted that away. With a minute 58 to go, that's 2-3 and outs in a row for the Union defense, and Putnam North will have to kick it again. You can't get better coverage than that.
No, that was outstanding. Outstanding coverage, and now we're going to get the ball back in pretty good field position.
Johnny Masucci averages about 40 a punt. He's standing at his own 22. Kyler Pearson backs up near the Union 30. Fourth down and about 13 for Putnam North at their own 37. Snap is high. It's over his head. Marsucci's trying to fall on it. He cannot. Union's picked it up, and they fall on it at the 70-yard line. A.J. Green tried to pick it up and run with it, but he tripped himself. I think he was just so doggone excited, Tom. He tripped himself and fell down. He fell down around the 7. They may mark at the 8, and it'll be first and goal Union right now at Putnam North's 8-yard line. And that ball was well over Masucci's head. He had no chance. He did try to pick it up or at least recover it once. The Union would have had the ball around the 20, but it bounced well past him, and now Union has first and goal.
And this just seems like it's just the opposite of the way things have gone. They've gone against Union. Now all the breaks are coming. Well, they're making the breaks. They're making their own breaks, but it's coming their way.
A minute 51 to go, first period. 7-0 Redskins, and they'll knock at the door again. Two receivers go far right, Pearson and Lipsy out that way. In the shotgun again is Banks, Green to his left. He's going to hand off. Nope, he keeps it himself. Rovon straight up the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown. What a great fake he made to A.J. Green. And everybody bought it except Corey Gordon. But Gordon couldn't catch number 12, who skips into the end zone. And it's 13-0. And you talk about a start. Boy, it's as good as the Redskins have been.
All year. Absolutely. And it's going to put a little question mark on the Panthers, because I'm sure coming into this game they thought they could beat Union, and obviously the game's not over, but they're playing a whole nother different Union team than what they thought.
Well, last year, you know, they come to Union last year and they get beat pretty significantly, 52-7. And this year they're thinking, I'm sure, exactly what Tom said. On for the extra point, Stephen Forbes. That ball is up, and it's going to be good as well. So with a minute 46 to play, first period, Redskins are really pounding this thing right now. Union 14, Putnam North nothing. This is Union football from KRMG.
90 years ago, Bill Dungis started selling cars in Oklahoma with one goal: happy customers.
Three generations later, we're still carrying on the Dungis family tradition, making new Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln customers really happy.
We're streamlining our processes so you can spend less time at the dealership.
We're putting you in control of your trade-in valuation and showing you how we price new and used vehicles.
We're making sure you get top-level service before, during, and after the sale.
We have a lot full of used and certified pre-owned vehicles,
all with a complimentary Carfax report and Dungis 128-point inspection.
And of course, Dungis has a huge selection of new Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas,
all with a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty.
It's just one of the ways Dungis is different.
Come see us on Highway 75 in Bartlesville
or at DungisChoice.com.
Dungis Family of Autos,
happy customers wanted.
This is the home of Union High School football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Putnam North, where it's now 14-0 Redskins after a one-play, 8-yard drive comes after a snap went over the punter's head, and the Redskins will be kicking off. Forbes kicks it into the end zone, so Putnam North will have to start at their own 20-yard line. Let's get down to the field and get our injury report tonight, make sure who can and can't play tonight from Doc Blevins.
Dan, what's the injury situation tonight?
We're all healthy and ready to roll, Doc.
So everybody's, well, tell me about J.D. Geneva. I know he has practiced this week.
Yeah, J.D.'s done a real good job with rehab, and he's practiced this week, and he's available if we need him.
All right. You're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks.
And Doc Blevins, and of course, you can hear some sound on the sidelines. We'll re-explain that again in a second. 14-0 Union's back to pass left side is the quarterback, Aaron Norman. One first down for Putnam North, and they're going to have second and 10 right here. Again, as it's happened before in Oklahoma City, we are inside a sealed press box. And when I say sealed, there's not a window in this one that you can open in any way. The only way you could get a microphone outside to do anything like crowd noise would be running down about, well, the entire elevator shaft. Handoff left side by Putnam City, and Dortch breaks through for the 30. 35, he's to the 37-yard line. So they will have a first down. That's good for 17 yards, straight handoff. And Dortch, who is the backup quarterback, Zach Dortch, backup running back, but has run for 126 this year, gets 17. Fake handoff this time. Norman's going to take it to the left, and he is trapped, and he may lose some yards. He'll be taken down by the Redskins. He didn't get hardly anything right there. I did see a flag come out at the end, and that could be a face mask. Several players out there helping to make that tackle. One of those was JoJo Nichols. Nope, they didn't drop a flag. Instead, it'll be second down and 10. So they're going to say he made it around the 38-yard line, which is where he was before. 14-0 Redskins. Minute to go first period. Second and 10 for Putnam North. They're at their own 38. Norman with the ball, throws quickly to the right to Dortch out of the backfield, and he skips past one guy. Had a really good opportunity to get him off the field, and they did not. That, of course, was Jacob Rogers at the end, and a flag comes out, and I think they're going to call Jacob for either a late hit or roughing, because as he was falling down, that's when Jacob hit Dortch, and that's when the flag came out. Tackle in there by Chauncey Andrews.
Union just got a... settle down here. Yeah, they're moving the ball a little bit. Just go back to doing what they were doing on defense and come out of this okay without points scored.
Well, you know that he's excited. It is going to be a personal foul. It will be a personal foul against Union, and it's going to be targeting. Now, remember, in college, you can review these rules and things, but in high school, you cannot. So if they call targeting against you, you got to be careful. Yeah, Jacob Rogers will stay out there, and they're really going to call it blow to the head. There's no such thing really as that targeting in high schools. They're going to call it blow to the head, but it's going to be basically a personal foul. That'll move the ball down all the way to the 44-yard line of Union. So it's definitely 14-0 Redskins right now, under a minute to play, but now Putnam North is moving. Hand off left side to Dortch, and he's going to bounce off a couple. Now comes back to the right, has some room at the 40-yard line, runs square into and over one Redskin. Rogers, and of course, one other guy jumps in to help make the play, and that other guy is Josh Frederick, but there is a flag down here as well. We'll see what this one is. That one's thrown out in the front where you might have a hold call, but let's just see. Now, the Redskins are walking backwards again. They're going to put it at the 29-yard line. We'll get the call here from Rick Johnson. He is the white hat. Johnson's telling Putnam North to hold up a second as the flag comes back. It's going to be a face mask, but it's not the personal foul. It's the 5-yard face mask. That'll take it to the 29-yard line of Union. 40 seconds to go, first period. 14-0 Redskins, but now Putnam North at the 29 of the Redskins. First and 10, they have four receivers, two stacked on either side. To the left is Dortch. Hand off to Dortch, and he runs straight forward and runs into Gabe Ford. Still got a couple, so we're going to mark him down at the 27. And we'll make it second down and 8. But Gabe Ford has played awfully well, and he's going to be, in my opinion, the next great linebacker here.
And they're taking Dortch out of the backfield, so that could be a break.
Well, the other guy, Keelan Scott, actually has more yards. Second down and 8. Now they're going to run a little bit of a reverse, and now it's a double reverse, and now they're going to throw it. LB throws deep, and he's got the quarterback out there and overthrows him. That was LB Reeves, who was trying to get to Aaron Norman, who had double reverse pass, and he threw a nice ball, but he overthrew Norman, who had run by Chauncey Andrews. So that falls incomplete, and it'll be third down and 8. And, Tom, when you're going to trick plays this early, that would tell you something. Now, there is a flag down out at the 29-yard line, and now Putnam North walking backwards. You would think that's probably a hold. With as many times as the ball is switched back there, somebody grabs somebody.
And their receiver was open, but he overthrew him. And now if Union gets a penalty with this, that'll really be good.
Now, the question is, do you take it, or do you go third and 8?
That's true.
Looks like Kirk Frederick's going to take it, and they'll mark that ball back now to the 34-yard line, but you'll repeat the down.
Yep.
So you'll have second down and about 14. They need the Union 19 for the first down, but that's going to end the first period. So a great first period it is for the Redskins, leading 14-0, but Putnam North put together a bit of a rally here. They've got the ball now, and they're a 34-yard line of Union. They'll have second down and 14. We'll get that when we come back. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We always look forward to the playoffs and that pressure.
Will any of the former champions make the cut, or is it time for the next generation?
When you get there, you better bring it.
Love the fire, brother. Love the fire.
The pressure in the playoffs is 10 times what it is in the regular season.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of heroes up there, so just be ready for anything.
They're highly competitive and each want
to
win.
I feel like when we strap into the car, I'm ready. My team's ready to rock and roll.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs at Talladega, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. Oh, Trina, it's so much fun and shopping experience like none other.
We like to keep it nice and easy, and we like to have fun.
Farm trucks, work trucks. We have a couple 18s left, running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well.
Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa and Route 66 Chevrolet at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's the right way.